the original name of the song. Mm-hmm.
Okay, room 208. This has got to be it. Oh, hi, Julie. Can't wait to get started in this class. I know it's so hard to write a good Craigslist ad nowadays. Oh, the professors are coming in. Guest COL 208 starts now. Sunday, April 21st, 2013.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
And I'm back from beyond the gray.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Welcome to Comes Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Adventure and Length, episode number 208, and class is now in session.
Is it really number 208 already?
Yeah.
Wow. Now remember, there was about 150 episodes before you guys started.
Yeah, well.
So it seems like it's a high number compared to the actual new one, but that's beside the point.
It feels
that. It's only like episode number 12 for me or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. Anyways, so this week is our Craigslist writing workshop. But before we get to that, what the fuck did you guys do this week?
Anyone?
Eric posted links.
Doesn't he always?
Hundreds and hundreds of links.
Love you guys.
Fuck you much.
If I had a nickel for every link Eric has ever posted.
Fuck you much, Lee. Thank you.
Okay.
Here. Fuck that. Yeah. If I had a nickel for every link I posted.
All right. I'll talk about my week. Week is suffering from aches and pains in my arm and back and neck, and wishing that the guy I've been chatting with will finally get us together somehow. But fortunately, things keep coming up.
So,
like his wife.
That's another matter altogether. I'm sorry.
Like his wife?
No.
Okay. Or his husband?
No, he already told us about the one.
It's not because of his wife.
Okay.
That only happened once. That was one excuse.
Well, that's excusable.
Oh.
Anyways, moving on. Anyways, yeah, but for some reason, and it, I'm sure it has nothing to do with carpal tunnel, because it's been mostly in my back, shoulder, and lower neck that I've been having these aches.
Spinal tunnel.
Oh, maybe. Spinal. I don't know.
Yeah, which sex act was it that caused all this?
Massage. We just need a massage or something.
There you go.
Anybody willing to give a free massage? I'm a little short on cash.
Hit him up. There you go.
Free with a happy ending included?
Hold on. This is a Craigslist show. Put an ad on Craigslist.
Ha!
Ha!
Ha! We're going to help a good professional massage for free.
And on a side note, this is going to be the ad. This is our assignment. We're going to write Jeff an ad to get him a free massage.
Oh, good God.
See?
I'm going to learn how to write such a good ad.
Yes, yeah, so Jeff's going to get that massage with happy ending.
Anywho.
Well, he lives in Austin. All he's got to do is step outside his door, and he's liable to find somebody that'll do it.
Well, Ben, since it seems like you like to talk, tell us what the F you've been up to for this time.
I worked.
Yay.
There you go. That's my week.
Hell.
By the way, and actually starting midweek next week, it's time to start cramming for finals.
Ooh.
I will actually, if you can believe it, May 17th, mark your calendars. You will be talking to the one and only Benjamin Height, Esquire.
Ooh.
With a nice little JD at the end of my name. But I will be starting back to tech in the fall. I will be starting the PhD law program because I think I may actually want to teach.
Huh.
Because 80% of the instructors up there are well over 70, and they're going to start dropping like flies soon. Although I doubt that, because some of those guys up there, some of those instructors are just fucking old, mean son of a bitches, and you know how they are. They live forever.
Ever. My heart is getting stronger.
Exactly. Some of these, I think, were around when the country was founded.
Wow.
Yeah. If you look in their closet, you'll see the powdered wigs and everything. Yeah. So, and on that note, oh, and by the way, Monster Cuba Lima, awesome drink. That's the winner of the week.
Okay.
I'll send you one, Damon. You look thirsty.
Thanks.
So, Damon, what the fuck?
Let's see. This week was pretty low key. We started rehearsals for the Men's Chorus, our Pride concert.
Everybody dance now!
And we're doing an anthems, like a Pride anthems concert, which our director is kind of explicitly saying is not like Dancing Queen or I Will Survive. It's not the songs that we dance to in the club. It's meant to be
that's
thoughtful and thought-provoking and if I'm being honest, boring.
So they're lesbian anthems.
Yeah. Well,
it's a little Melissa Etheridge, some Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah, it's going to be some. Oh God, it's not going to be crap. It's just going to be.
It's going to be awful.
It's just going to be different, considering the high we're coming off of from our ABBA concert, which went really, really well. And we're going to do all this stuff, and it's supposed to be decades and everything. And I get the point behind it, but.
What are you going to come up with, though? Real, I mean, yeah, seriously.
Well, like Anthem was not a dance anthem first.
We're doing, like, one of the songs we're doing is, crap.
Why don't you just sing the non-dance songs from the Priscilla soundtrack?
Yeah, but that doesn't work. That's not what he wants.
Oh, God.
That's not an anthem. He wants things that are, like I said, thought-provoking and
like
honest.
Gilbert
and
Sullivan?
Or even worse, songs Gilbert that, O'Sullivan.
Because apparently there wonders there's... well, we're doing We Shall Overcome, for example. That'll kind of give you a kind of glimpse of what we're doing. So, we're doing Eternal Flame.
I'm sure the Bengals will appreciate that. They need the residuals.
And for some reason, we're doing Skyfall. But
what?
Yeah. Like I said, I don't get it. I'm
Skyfall is a gay anthem.
I don't get it.
I can take Eternal Flame because it's Eternal Flame. Yay!
Pop it.
But Skyfall. I mean, don't get me wrong. Adele is fabulous.
Yeah.
But
I think Adele. I think rumor has it.
Better yet,
if you're going to have to sing an Adele song, seriously, rumor has it, that's every gay man's anthem.
Yeah.
Wait. But, is it a gay anthem because the villain in that movie is a gay villain?
I don't know.
Good point.
One of our when we brought up Eternal Flame and we're going through it, don't get me wrong, great arrangement, love the song.
But.
One of our members who is in his 20s doesn't know the song, obviously. And he asked.
Really?
Yeah. And he asked.
God, I feel old.
Why were we doing this song? And the director.
Uh-oh.
Hate to say this. He just kind of. Awesome. He gave this bland answer of. You know, these songs were songs that meant something to us, and it was like in the 80s and kind of thing. And that's really all he said. And it was just like,
that's a lame answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really want to, and I probably will be like, I hate to say this, but
this sucks.
Well, no, you're really going to lose a lot of the chorus if you don't give us an explanation for why. Like,
well, because I really said so.
No. I really need something more than what he gave a little spiel right at the first rehearsal. I need something more than that. I want to know why you chose this song, this song, this song, and this song. That's what I need for me to kind of get into what this is about and what the entire concert's about. If you can give me the order, like, he wants to do it decades and he's going back to the 1920s, apparently. You know, if you're going to do this decades kind of thing, then I need to understand where you're going, what the whole premise of the concert's going to be.
And what the hell are you going to do in the 20s, the Charleston?
I don't know. I don't know.
How about the Charleston's a dance?
Yeah, but it was also
a song. It's not a song.
Yeah, actually it is too. Go back and look.
But I'm just.
But why not Al Jolson, Mammy? That always
I don't know. People. I'm just saying. That's why I don't know. But then again, this was just the first rehearsal.
Maybe we need to have him on the show so we can talk some sense into him. You give him 20 minutes with Gary, he's going to change his mind. Gary, can you knock some sense into this guy?
Maybe. I don't know.
No.
Difficult to say. I'd probably need a taser and a baseball bat to start.
Yeah, you do. Because I will admit this to our director, Casey, is he has a brilliant mind. I will give him that. And his choices sometimes we don't know, we don't know.
Oh, Lord.
And we're like going, what the fuck?
That's just how creative people are.
And then eventually over time, you kind of get to understand it. But this time, I need something now.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to wait till retreat, like in a couple of months, to kind of finally get an understanding for why we're doing what we're doing. And I hate to say it, if you don't tell us now, you're probably going to lose members of the chorus singing this concert, and you're probably going to definitely not get a great audience.
See, that was going to be my question, is how many people are willing to jump ship and say, sorry, we ain't doing this?
I already have one first tenor that sits next to me that wasn't sure about doing this concert to begin with. And he was like, well, I'm going to come in and listen to the music and see what we're doing. And I could see him teetering towards not singing this concert. You know, you could very easily, for him especially, you can very easily say things are going to start getting busy with work, or he runs a dance studio. You know, things are going to start getting busy and I just don't have time. It's voluntary. So there you go.
Well, and how about you, though? I mean, how do you feel about all this?
If I'm being honest,
yes,
I usually give three. I give them 3 weeks. If I'm not really feeling this stuff, if I'm not really feeling the music,
that's it.
I can't sing it. You know, I love the Eternal Flame arrangement we're doing. But honestly, that was it.
Yeah.
Like the other, there's a really emotional song we're doing that we rehearsed at their concert, and it got me, but I don't see why we're doing it. It didn't speak to me as a gay man. It spoke to me as a person. And it was emotional because I'm a person. I'm real. It wasn't emotional because, you know, it spoke to my gayness or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. So, David, you want a real laugh? I looked up this song on Wikipedia, and let's just listen to a couple of the other songs that were on the charts at the same time that may be just a little bit more gay themed. We have Bette Midler's Wind Beneath My Wings.
Ha ha.
De La Soul's Me, Myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys Knight with The License to Kill. A little ditty by this lady named Madonna called Like a Prayer. And After All by Cher and Peter Cetera. And Hand on Your Heart by Kylie Minogue. Now, I would hazard a guess and say that all of those were more gay anthems
than Eternal Flame?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I will kind of keep up with you guys about that, because it, well, hell, we talked about it for about 10 minutes. and because it just, it'll make sense. I'm hoping it makes sense. And I really want to know why we're doing what we're doing. So
and that's
I would
our
let
show.
You know.
And that's our show, Craigslist Ads Next Week. No, actually, this has got me intrigued now. You really need to drag this guy on here because, like, we need to talk some serious sense into him. Because I see this being, I mean, I hate to say it, just based on only what you've told me, I see this being a total and utter disaster.
Oh.
I don't wish that on you personally, Damon, but I see that this is going to be a disaster if he doesn't start doing something.
We'll see. I doubt I'm going to be able to get him on the show, but
20 minutes with Gary, then 20 minutes with Ben.
No. No, I just...
Then you'll be contributing to the Cincinnati Men's Chorus Suicide Fund.
No, I just was... I will say this much. It's great to talk to him, but good God, it'll be a long conversation.
Yes, I like what Eric just said, and he wouldn't say it out loud, but versatile interviewing. Yes, Gary then Ben. Yeah, that's pretty fucking versatile.
All righty. So, Eric, Gary, what did you do this week? Since
they've been merged into one person?
No, I'm just
Eric Gary.
I'll go, though I'm crazy quiet this week. I did a lot of overtime so that I could take Friday off to take Chester to a doctor's appointment. Unfortunately, Chester's in the veterans system, and we got a call as we were heading out to Philadelphia Hospital. He's got some eye surgery he's trying to get done. They have closed off all the VA departments across the country because of the terrorism attacks this week.
Oh, fuck.
So he lost an appointment that it took 2 months, 3 months to get, and they're going to have to reschedule him, and it's going to be months and, you know, just sitting in the meantime.
I would call bullshit on that one and raise nothing but holy hell and say, no, you know what? You canceled it. You get me in immediately.
Hmm.
Call your local Congress people. They can intervene.
Huh. All righty.
I'll tell you what. I will bring it up with Chester, but that is his appointment. It's his job to handle. So. Yeah.
That sucks, though, especially when you wind up losing time off work, too.
Or making the time off, taking the time off and working extra to get the time off.
Yeah.
Otherwise, though, I got into the beta for Marvel Heroes and started that Friday, and it's been quite a bit of fun. So not allowed to talk about it because of an NDA, but
cool. That's
what I've been doing.
I'm kind of surprised, Jeff, you didn't get in on that one or try to.
I'm busy with the WoW. Yeah, I got 22 characters I need to take care of. And we stop.
So, Gary.
Hmm?
What did you do this week?
Huh? what did I do this week? Monday was tax day. So, I was super pissy about trying to get my taxes in because of the bullshit that I went through that I talked about last episode.
Yeah.
Was able to get that dropped off. And then the world kind of turned on its head for a day.
Yeah.
Or more. So that was kind of a big shift focus in a bunch of things. Had a couple meetings, important, very important meetings with work. We have a new vice president we report to. He's coming in a week. So we're going to do this shindig, meet him, greet him, whatever all that's about.
In other words, figure out if he's really cool or a total douchebag.
Well, so far he seems pretty cool because he's blind carbon copying my boss on stuff that other people are saying.
Oh, nice.
So we're like, we think we like him. I had a little rant about the last episode of RuPaul's Drag Race.
That's
a whole episode of COL in and of itself.
Well, let's just put it this way. I know it's a show. I know it's edited. But the reality is you have to own what you say, no matter how they put it together.
Thank you.
And so the person that I was really unhappy with did post online that they agree that they did say those things and they're not taking it back. However, they were also not going to blame the editing process. So my big issue is, you know what? You're going to have to take the humble pie tour and see how many pieces you can eat.
Yeah.
I watched a couple interesting things online. I don't know, just stuff. Still working on wrap up for Drenched Fur, and preparing for next year's version of what we're trying to do. That kind of stuff. Yeah. just a bunch of whole miscellaneous things. Oh, yeah, and the big thing that pretty much consumed my week, I almost forgot, is that new management ownership took over where my mother lives in her apartment building, and they are reevaluating all the leases, and they inform my mother that she needs to clean up her apartment or be evicted.
Wow.
So that was exciting. Yeah. So basically I've been helping all week, a couple hours every day, going over and trying to get things straightened up and organized. So So tomorrow we get to find out if they're going to tell her to get her butt out or let her stay. We'll see.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, it's a very long story, but that being said, that was kind of my week in a nutshell.
Cool.
Dun, so what the hell are we doing?
Aha.
Aha.
Did we have feedback this week?
Thing.
Nothing for feedback. We did have one like from some guy named Robert Jones.
There goes your microphone.
Oh, really?
That's kill.
Okay. They brought the feedback.
Thank you, Robert. Blame Robert for that one.
And no one that joined our group on Bear Underground.
But congratulations to Ian and the guys at Bear Underground for hitting 100,000 members this week.
No, yeah.
10,000.
Was it 10,000? I bet he wishes it was 100,000.
Well, I think he might have mixed feelings about 100,000. Be like, yeah, this is awesome. Oh, my God, my servers.
Only if he's making the money to go with it.
Well,
100,000 people and 60 t-shirt sales.
By the way, please pop over to the Bear Underground Marketplace and get some of the cool gear. He's got some now. He has some red and yellow jock straps.
Yes, he does.
His play folks, or at least the yellow ones.
Yep.
I love these shirts. I love them. Unfortunately, due to certain circumstances, I can't. Also, he got some of the old gear that he was selling on Bear T-shirts that he has available. He's selling some of his additional stock. Like, there's a nice Bear Underground screen print hoodie.
Cool. For $20. That hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Nice birthday.
Yeah, he's got him in right now. He's got a medium, extra large, and triple XL. So unfortunately,
the 3XL
nothing in this size.
The 3XL would make a nice graduation present. Hint.
Hintity, hint, hint, hint.
Hint.
That wasn't a hint.
And by the way,
and or pup tent.
Has anybody noticed that if you go to bruiser.com now, it goes to scottjbaileydesign.com?
I don't go to bruiser.com anymore.
I didn't think so. I just did this for fair. Fun. So
I don't give a rat's ass.
Now there's an online resume. Ain't that cute?
Anyway, how about if we talk about something that's cool, like Bear Underground Marketplace.
Damn!
BearUnderground.net/marketplace. So, please support Ian. Please support Ian.
Congratulations.
I mean, yeah, and he's got like there's three different hats. He's got four different colors of jock straps.
Has he got scarves?
Tank top. I'm kind of a little iffy on the how it feels when
I like
I'm wearing
the hat,
this.
Though.
I wish they would knock off.
Oh, the hats are awesome.
Tank tops. The hats are cool, but the tank tops, come on, people. Who the hell
is tank tops? I like tank tops. They're perfect for summer.
He has cool gear there. The beanie's probably not going to be sold very much right now just because of the weather. Well, actually, some places.
This would be a good time for Ian.
You might still actually get that.
This would be a good time for Ian to have a sale on them.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Some people are still getting snowpocalypses in what? It's still April?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, this is one of my favorites. Is the like what we're doing? Leave a tip.
We need to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid people would probably be stealing from the tip jar. No, we don't like this episode. We want our 50 cents
back.
Yeah, so add a penny, take a penny.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, by the way, Ian, 3XL. 17th of May. Thanks.
Lord.
If you need my address, let me know.
Lord.
Yeah, Annie. It's going to be like, so are you going to pay for it?
Nice.
Hey, I just gave you free advertising.
Anyway.
Anyways, moving on.
Awesome.
So, you know what? It's time for this. Me failing on pressing the right button.
Wow. That's right, kids. Every week this time, we bring the best of love and lust to you. But what happens when those ads go really bad, really good? Would you like to know how to do them right? That's what we're here for. Because let's face facts, you're saying to yourself, I'm really bored, crushingly lonely, too ugly to meet men in person. I know, I'll post an ad on Craigslist. We see how we every week we see how well that usually works out for people.
By the way, I'm going to bail out of this music because we've got a long discussion here. This is going to be a lot longer than our regular Craigslist section. So, you know the music already. So, I'm going to bail out of this music and just let's just go on. So I was a little busy this week, so I couldn't do my homework.
Oh, Jeff will be staying after class.
I'll just sit here at my desk and
take notes.
How much detention does he deserve? What do you think, Damon? At least 30 minutes for the next every day for the next week.
Wait, what's this cone cap for? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, enough said.
All right, let me go into the corner.
Yes, please do.
It's worse than that. We're putting printer controls on your World of Warcraft account.
Kidding. But let's face facts, kids. Finding love or a used car or a kitten or a 1973 Pinto hubcap on Craigslist is possible. You can do it.
Yes.
It is possible. But, of course, there's a few cardinal rules you should obey so a man, a woman, a tranny, or the owner of a 74 Gremlin will actually write you back. So, dear audience, the Obi-Wan of meeting hot-ass dudes on Craigslist is going to teach you how to write something that may make you look like a champion rather than the antisocial, glue-huffing retard that you most likely are.
Wow.
Yeah. Not really. Most of y'all aren't huffing glue anymore. You're huffing poppers. Uh-huh. Almost as bad, though.
Anywho.
But anyways, you can find it on Craigslist, as we already know. You can find anything on Craigslist. Seriously. But we're going to concentrate on two areas, and that is personals and just about everything else.
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask the panel, would you say that the most important rule of any Craigslist ad should be fix your terrible grammar?
God, yes.
Okay, so in other words, what you're saying is proofread, motherfucker.
Yes.
You know? Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say probably not. I think the most important thing is the header that grabs your attention.
Thanks.
Because God knows we've got into a lot of terrible ads that ended up looking good when you first looked at it, or you wouldn't have clicked on it.
True.
Yeah.
Very true. I won't deny that at all. You've got to have something that catches people's attention. For example, here's one that I pulled up out of Lubbock this week that I actually kind of like this because it kind of gets your attention. And this was a personal ad. It's two here, masculine, athletic, discreet. Okay. Well, that gives you kind of a good idea that, you know, they're, you know, gives you an idea of what they are and what they want.
Are what they want.
What they are, what they want. Tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
Oh, God, shut up. Don't even start.
Please do not use Spice Girls references in your Craigslist ads. You will automatically fail the course if you do. And but then again, here's an example of a really bad header. I am, needing to make some quick $$$$. You are place.
Huh.
Now, I read that. What am I thinking? Oh, here's a whore.
Were you wrong?
Probably not. Not even close. This is actually my bad ad of the week. 25-year-old HISP. This goes back to the whole proofing and spelling and everything else. 25-year-old HISP, H-I-S-P, 5-F-T-10-I-N, 160 pounds, 6-inch cut cock, looking for a way to make some extra cash. If you can help, please lemme, L-E-M-M-E, no. And the location is you are place.
Ah.
You know what? If you're 16, 17, 18, and you want to throw all these cute little abbreviations in there, great. But if you're trying to find a real man, I don't think you are place is going to do it.
He's not trying to find a real man.
No, he's
just
trying
to find money.
He's trying to find a real wallet.
Yeah.
Exactly. But I still have to say, please proofread. You know what? Best tip I can give, open a copy of Microsoft Word. And if you're too poor to afford Word, go download OpenOffice. It's free.
So rule number one.
Write your ad and something else and proofread.
Proofread.
Proofread, motherfucker. Excellent point. Please proofread your ad. That's why they have spell check. And also have a really, really, really good headline.
Proofread, Eric, motherfuckers.
How did your good personal start?
My good personal? Well, the header wasn't the best in the world, but it worked well enough. It was my bucket list, 59 in Columbia. Columbia being a little town around here.
Okay.
And this ad caught my mind because it's pretty clear on what it wants. It says it clearly, and you're set. It reads, I'm almost 60, and there's something I've wanted to do for a long time, so I figured it's time. I'm a masculine white male, although I've been with guys now and then over the years, but I want to submit to a man. I'll do what it takes to please you. A few rules. You have to host. I'll only play safe. No marks as I have to go home. Kinky is okay, but no real pain. Beyond that, let me know what to expect. Any age or race is okay. And for me, that was clear, succinct. You know what he wants. You know where the limits are. You know what he's looking for. And you know that you're not getting a long-term relationship out of it, that it's just play.
Exactly. Okay. And, you know, I think a lot of that's just basic marketing. You know, you want to put your best foot forward. You know, and as I actually caught this line from another site, I thought this was funny. Remember, we want, in this case it said women, but we'll change it. In this case, we want men to either A, forget that you're a total chode, or B, not figure it out for at least a couple of dates so you can get some kisses, the bang, a foot job, whatever. So, nice. Yeah, it's all about selling yourself. That means, I think a big part of that's spouting off zero bullshit about your last relationship, because you know how people are. I just got out of a 5-year relationship. I mean, it's like Eeyore all over again. You know, instead you want to tell what's good about yourself. See, that ad did a good job of that.
So,
because you also have to, these two you kind of throw in together, writing about yourself and what you want. Rule two is writing what people need to know about you without going nuts. And also remembering to give a rough idea of what you're looking for, because let's face facts, if you're looking for a 420 loving hippie that likes jam bands and doesn't shower, you're probably just nuts or you live in Boulder, Colorado.
So rule number two, sell yourself well. Rule number three, tell what you want.
So what did you come up with, Damon, for a good example of...
Okay. A good example of a personal ad. I have this one. The title is Any 30 Plus Horny 29 West Side. This was in the Men for Men section. And it says, looking for some masculine fun with another masculine guy. We can meet at my place or yours. Prefer dom type dads, rednecks, bears. Just looking for some no strings NSA hot fun. I am 6'1", a few extra pounds, and an excellent cocksucker. Hit me up if you would like to bust a nut. Send stats and stuff to me. Pick prefer to meet. I will send you mine. Let's have some sweaty men for M2M fun. So just kind of what we were saying. He gives what he wants. He tells what he is, sells himself. Not the greatest, you know. He doesn't give everything, but he definitely kind of says, this is all I want.
He teases you. Kind of teases you with what he wants. And
yeah. A little teaser, but not like I'm being really vague about what I want.
Yeah. So how about you, Gary? Did you have a good one?
I do. The title is very brief, although the actual ad is probably for some people a little bit on the longer side. It just simply says camping or golfing, M4M52.
Hmm.
So, which to me, that's intriguing. I'm like, okay, got to see what that's all about. And he goes on and he says, well, it's coming around to camping and golfing weather, and I'm looking for some friends with benefits that would enjoy having fun. I am a single white male, 5'7", 165, with a 5.5 cut cock on the thinner side of average. I am shaved and smooth. straight acting in your normal guy next door type in public, but behind closed doors, I am a cum slut and love giving oral and being a bottom that does not need recip. So if you are camping in the area or planning to do golfing, and he lists a bunch of places, would like a partner. Hang on a second.
Better?
Yes.
So he goes on and he basically says, he was referring to the golfing. He says, if you would like to get together, have a golf partner, we could have a few drinks at the 19th hole, followed by a warm mouth or a tight ass at the 20th hole, get back to me. I am discreet, clean, drug to disease free. Put birdie in the subject line so I know you're real. Without it, the response will be deleted, which means he's experienced in Craigslist bullshit. Ha. Also, put stats in your response. I respond faster to those with a face and body pic. 21 or older, somewhat in shape is preferred.
See, I like that ad, but it almost seems like it was too way too long.
Well, I agree and I disagree. yes, it's a little long, but at the same time, he gives a clear, precise what he wants. You know, it took him a little bit longer to say, but and he made it intriguing by adding the whole camping golf partner kind of thing, you know, a little funny, a little wink wink nudge nudge kind of thing. But it I'm interested, not really, but you know, you know, I would be if that was my thing, if I were a golfer or a camper or, you know, and I was gay and wanted a little fun on the side. Why not combine two interests in one?
I think the thing that threw me off is that I think the ad overall was actually not a bad ad at all. But it's when you go to and I'm a cum slut who loves giving oral. I mean, it's like, dude, you just totally. I understand it, but you know, it's like first impressions are everything. So it's like, you know, why not just be just real quick about just I'm a freak in the sheets. I think when you start throwing – and by the way, saying things like that can actually get your ad kicked off of Craigslist if enough people flag it, and it does happen.
Well, speaking of flagging, this is an honorable mention which cracked me up to no end. It was in the Rants and Raves, and it says regarding flagger, and this is what it says. It's called freedom of speech, cocksucker. Is this ranting guy crazy, on drugs, pissed off, pent up? Who cares? This is the forum for that kind of shit. Who the hell are you to think you can dictate what anyone else can or cannot say? And then this is all in caps. In a forum that was expressly created for exactly this type of rant in mind. And it adds, don't like the rant? Vote with your feet. Don't read it. Now fuck off. Nice.
Well, that definitely... proofread must, you know, and sell yourself well.
Well, and the thing to remember, you're always going to have people that are going to flag your stuff for one reason or the other, either because in the case of like business ads, they're competitors. Cause I used to have that problem a lot when I was still regularly doing computer repair, because there were four or five other little mom and pop type places. They'd sit there, put their ad up, and they would do everything. They would have multiple IPs, cell phone, anything they could do to get you bumped off. They would. Just to be vicious bitches. But you mentioned something, Gary, that this guy knows about the bullshit of Craigslist ads. Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's the thing.
Hold on. Was somebody praying to a deity just then?
Hush now.
That's what that sounded like. It sounded like somebody was praying to Satan.
Okay.
That was scary.
The reason I mentioned the bullshit is because I've read enough Craigslist ads to know that there's either bots or, you know, fake people or whatever that you have to request real data to prove that the individual is real and that they're authentic. Like, exactly. You know, I've seen things like what's the weather today or what did the winning sports team score in the football game or, you know, things of that nature. And that speaks to me that they've been burned by other
The bots are horrible right now in a lot of the major cities on Craigslist, because every now and then I get hit with them. But what's funky is it'll be somebody responding to your ad, but it'll be part of somebody else's ad that's the response. And all they're doing is fishing for email addresses. Well, you know, but now they've started getting a little bit more interesting because now they're requesting return receipts.
Huh.
because I got one of those. I had a Craigslist ad up a couple days ago, and I got two or three of them like that, that it was pieces of somebody else's ad. And then as soon as I went to go, you know, you just delete everything. Such and such has requested a return receipt. Don't fucking think so.
Huh.
But the other bullshit to remember on Craigslist, too, and we'll get to pictures here in just a second. Guys, if you're going to put pictures on Craigslist, don't put nudes up, because that is the quickest way to get your ad thrown off.
Huh.
And believe it or not, it's not always because somebody's flagging it. Their system knows what they know what to look for. So let's talk about pictures.
I think it depends on where you post the picture.
Yeah.
Because locally, all of our casual encounters they don't all have pictures, but any of them that do have pictures, I've never seen really any of them taken down or flagged per se.
Well, pictures
for content.
I think that's a where you live kind of thing. Because out here, you don't dare put pictures up because you're either going to get flagged or the Craigslist, their little automated system is going to get you.
Well, pictures are a good thing, especially if you're not selling yourself. if you're selling something else, like a TV or bookshelf or something like that, pictures are important. I'll go to my ad.
But a picture of your penis is probably not.
No. My other ad that I chose, that's a really good ad, is this pair of bookcases. And it says, pair of solid wood cherry modern book/media shelves for $50 in Monroe. And it gives, you know, the information, pair of bookshelves or media shelves, solid wood, deep cherry finish. Each one is lighted. The left one had a glass door. The right one has glass shelves. Very well made, 6'5" tall by 30 feet wide by 24 inches deep.
There's that one chip in the corner.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. Would be perfect for each side of fireplace or on either side of a TV unit. Call or text anytime. It gives a number. If the listing is still active, then the item is still available. And then it gives this little thing. Shabby chic, primitive, country, distressed, antique, vintage. I'm gonna chop at. But for the sake of the ad, it gives a picture of what you're getting. It's a pretty good picture, and there's several pictures of the items, you know.
There's a phone number.
Yes, I'm going to get to that. I'm getting to that. I said this was a pretty good ad. I didn't say it was a very good ad. So, you know, you've got the item, and you can see it pretty clearly. They give you the dimensions, which is great if if you're, say, moving or living in a small apartment and you don't have a lot of space, maybe you don't have enough room for these. You automatically know how big they are. You see a picture of what they are. And so you can kind of make your judgment on that. Now, on the flip side, yes, they give you a number. I really don't think you're supposed to do that, period.
Oh.
Ever.
Well,
in an ad.
If you're selling. You know what? When you're selling an item, it's generally okay. But if you're worried about it, get you a Google Voice number or something.
Yeah. So, and then the other thing I had a problem with was the description, or the little blurbage adjectives that they use at the bottom. They use shabby chic, primitive, country, distressed, antique, and vintage. No.
Well, the only reason that's in there is for search engine optimization. That's the only reason that's there.
Yeah, that's okay. Keywords.
But still, but it's too many. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, I'll agree, because how is it going to be modern and antique at the same time?
It's, yeah, because they gave you, I think they said modern in the subject line.
It does.
And then they don't say modern anywhere else.
I think the one thing in the ad, and I see this a lot, and this annoys me, because I've had this happen when it says, you know, like if I'm, because like right now I'm helping a friend rent out one of his, he has a rent house that he's actually just renting out for like weekends and stuff. And it says very clearly in the ad, call or text only, no emails, please. And what happens at least 3 or 4 times a week? I get an email. Need to see if your house is available on this day. We're coming in for tech graduation. It's like I sent him a nice little response back saying, please read the ad.
Mm.
You know, read. And that's the other thing for the readers. Please, for the love of God and everything that's good, read the ad.
Yes.
But here's a good one I found for a service that the header is, you grow it, we mow it.
Huh.
I thought that was great. That you automatically know it's probably going to be a lawn care service. Hmm. The guy's got a picture of their business card. Once again, I have no problem with that. And, you know, it's just a real simple ad. Call, text, or email for a free estimate. The company's lawn care, cheapest rates in town. Ask about our biweekly or monthly rates and gives the numbers. There you go. Short, sweet, to the point. And if I ever needed my lawn mowed because I'm too lazy to do it myself, I would probably give these guys a call.
Huh.
But see what I mean? That's a very short, sweet, good ad. And somebody's laughing for a reason. Somebody need their lawn mowed? Or was it the biweekly rates?
I'm laughing because we're talking about M for M style ads, and Ben's like, you grow it, we mow it. And I'm like, seriously, someone posts a service of trimming pubic hair? Like, that's all I thought. I couldn't stop laughing. And then you read it. You're like, you know, cheapest rates in town. Ask about our biweekly, monthly rates. I was like, wow. So is this an epidemic across the country?
So I would like to tell Joel Alvarado and Justin Martin, the owners of J&J Lawn Care, that maybe I've got something else you could have going on the side. Gary would like to contact you about your biweekly rates.
Oh, man.
Oh, so yeah.
That's good, though. I like that. Gary, you might have started something there.
Well, oh, I'm
quite sure that it already exists.
Yeah, just for women. I don't think I know of a salon that keeps men trimmed up.
Huh. You'd be surprised.
And the question is, do you want some little Asian woman hot waxing your junk? I do.
Well, think so. There's a certain gentleman out in San Diego that is a bear. Or bearish, and does hair. And I think if you were to ask him and be like, hey, do you think you could kind of do a little manscaping? He might be up for that. I'm not saying he's a pervert, but, you know, I think there's some that would be willing. You just have to ask.
And if you take a look, I've just posted my what I consider to be a bad for sale ad. This was out of Lubbock also. General for sale by owner. Sprite-themed ceramic container. And, of course, in all exclamation or in all capitals, excellent condition. Okay, first I'll save the condition for the description. And really, who the hell needs a Sprite-themed ceramic container? But it sits there, and it's in excellent condition. No chips or cracks. Colors are bright and vivid. Somebody obviously went to a college-level creative writing course. Has never been used as a container. Has been placed in a display china cabinet since purchase. I'm not going to ask why. But it's like, but this is what's funny, though, when you get into the little bullshit at the end. Email, message, and phone number. Home. Gives a phone number. Ask for whoever or leave a message. And parentheses, I do not have a cell phone. I work from 8 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. If you email phone number, I will be able to call you from work. Home on weekends. If that is up, it's available.
I'm going to go ahead and put the obvious thing on here.
It's too busy.
Well, not just that, but who the fuck wants this thing?
Exactly. Well, once again, it's Craigslist. Somebody out there somewhere has a desire for this piece of shit.
Hey, they're called hoarders.
Thank you.
But a Sprite? Wouldn't be bad to have a cookie jar if it's big enough.
Yeah, but it's only...
Yeah, but it doesn't have a lid.
No, it doesn't. And it's not even the current Sprite can design.
Yeah, that's all right. Somebody could be interested in the vintage.
Vintage, yeah, that's the word that's missing.
Yes, vintage.
There we go. Like
Sprite container.
And on but that see, same, go ahead.
But
go
see,
ahead,
this guy sits there and makes a very large, and I'm surprised none of y'all caught the crucial error in this ad.
Uh-oh. Okay? I wasn't looking.
I work from 8 to 3:30 Monday through Friday. Okay, well, that's cute. So if I get your address and never pick it up, and then the next day, I might just go break in your house and steal everything you got, including the Sprite cookie jar.
It's not worth it.
Well, no, but, you know, he might have that LG 3D plasma TV I've always wanted, too.
Nice.
Yeah. Sit there. He's just, you know, he's kind of leaving himself open to some stupidity.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. We hope not.
Because there could be completely, entirely possible that he doesn't live alone. It could be, you know,
his cat.
But Shut up. But just, you know, there may be more to, you know, he gives the information, yes, but I mean, honestly, I work, you know, during the day too, but, you know, I don't really sit here and go, if someone knows where I live, which, you know, probably a lot of people do, I don't think that they're going to rob me, but at the same time, I could be wrong and naive and stupid. But
well, in this paranoid world, but this is yes. A good thing for, I don't care if it's a personal ad or if you're buying or selling something, meet in a frickin' public location. Do not meet at your house. Do not meet at their place. Meet at like the Kmart parking lot or something.
Yeah, but what if the item that you're trying to purchase is too big to take anywhere? Like it is a piece of furniture in a home.
Take somebody else with you.
Okay.
If you're going to have to, if you're buying merchandise, go take somebody else with you. But if you're looking to hook up or if you're looking to buy a cell phone, you need to meet in a public place first. Because I've sold many a cell phone on Craigslist and I always make them meet me in a public parking lot.
And speaking of bad ads and pictures and whatnot, this is the one that I found for really bad other. And you'll see why. Okay. It says.
The picture says it all.
Yeah. It says, presto, electric grill and box never used. $15 in Anderson.
Okay,
and
Hold on. This is what I love. Presto with all the exclamation points. No, Presto's a brand, not Presto presenting.
But, and then it gives. Brand new, still in box, never used, great for camper, and that's all it says. There is a picture of the grill, and I'm assuming this is the box that it comes in,
yes.
Quote unquote. The box has brown stains on it, which I'm assuming is from water damage, yes. One. Two, there's a clear, once again, probably from water damage, there's a clear opening on the right side, yep. That is either from it being open, and it looks like half of it has been taped closed. So, no. You may have never used it, but...
Don't try to lie and put it back in the box.
Yeah. And then, I guess, and then the big thing is, where has this box been?
Shit.
Because this reminds me of, you know, when I was growing up, our basement would flood every once in a while when it would rain and things would get wet. And this is what it looked like after, you know, it dried out. Yeah, the thing might be good. But if this is an electric grill and it got wet, I don't think it's going to be working as well.
Yeah.
At all.
You're too damn picky.
Nice. Yeah, that's pretty bad. Eric, you or Gary got any good or bad in the other category?
In the other, well, I enjoyed this one quite a bit. Let me pop it in here real quick. Mine was from my area, and it was a ad for a roommate. To be specifically a roommate for somebody else. $450 roommate is needed ASAP. Room share. I want you to message me back on my email, ninettekkn031@hotmail.com, if your room is still available for rent.
You know, I
all
tried
in caps,
to hide.
And that's it.
I tried to hide people's emails when I'm talking about them. So this person now is going to get all kinds of emails. So everybody be sure to email this one.
Good God.
I'm sorry, but I would not email.
Especially if you have a room.
Yeah. ninettekkn031@hotmail.com. Tell them Cubs Out Loud sent you.
Boo.
Doesn't matter where this room is. Doesn't matter if you're a cokehead, if you've got kids, if you've got pets. Doesn't matter if there's walls. If it's got a room, I'm going to pay fucking $450 for it and shout at you while I'm doing it.
Exactly. I see the shouting alone, and I'm like. And then not just shouting, but it was like, you're awfully a demanding little bitch. I want you to message me back at my email, ninettekkn031@hotmail.com. Tell them Damon said hi.
I'm wondering if this was meant to be a, like a response to someone else's ad that they posted.
They probably saw someone else's ad and that person never responded to them.
No, they have a looking for rooms category in Craigslist.
Oh,
And that's where I found this, was Rue or Cher Wanted.
Oh, my God. This is awful. Do you want to live with this person?
I don't know. Probably not.
I need to see a picture and some references.
Yeah. Oh, so, Lord. Well, I think rule number five, which is very important, use caps lightly.
Just don't use them at the beginning of a word, at the beginning of a sentence like you're supposed to.
Yeah.
Unless you're doing model numbers or something.
Yeah, like, and let me share my bad personals ad now too while we're at it, because I look at this rule number six, which is,
oh no,
consider how things are going to come out.
What the fuck?
This one is sugar dad for blue balls, serviced 18 to 24, and the ad is servicing blue balls, be drug and disease free and for real, send pics and stats, servicing now, don't want endless emails and games. Get your balls drained and a present.
So what's the present?
Genital warts, obviously.
Well, might as well get a gift that keeps on giving.
I mean,
that must have been prepared.
Yeah, have to be.
I mean,
what the hell is the present? I mean, it's got to be some sort of STD.
Get your balls drained and a present, like. Like you said, an STD are,
or a coupon for a free scoop at Baskin Robbins.
Are a hit upside the head, then I rob you.
Or maybe he's just paying them. I don't know.
Because he does say sugar. That is true.
True. So I'd rather have the free scoop at Baskin Robbins.
Well, do you want one scoop? I'd rather have like two or three.
Well, hey, if I'm getting my nuts drained, you know.
You want a treat afterwards.
Exactly.
You know, so what is rule number six? What did you say, Eric?
Just consider what you're really, what's the implication of your ad is.
Consider.
Yeah.
A lot of our terrible ads we get are things where what they're saying and what they're implying don't match up.
Not even close.
Consider the implications of your ad.
So, Gary, do you have any more good or bad ads you would like to share with the audience?
Well, to go along Eric's line of the implication, I have a bad other. It says, 12 years son wants to make money.
Oh, good God.
Okay. By the way, I also point out, it says very clearly on Craigslist, if you think there's exploitation of minors, please report it to local authorities.
Yeah.
This one, I think, is going to go bad.
It says, my 12-year-old son want to some money to save. He looking for any kind of metal, which is M-E-D-A-L. And what I think they mean is M-E-T-A-L.
Pretty free, motherfuckers.
If you have any you don't want, my son would pick it up. Nothing too small or big. Thank you. With a phone number and an address.
Wow.
I've got a metal hip.
Oh, but yes.
I got some jewelry on you can take. Just don't sit for here.
I'm just so troubled by this ad that a parent would solicit their child out, even though it's not perverted. It's my still.
I'll give you a free scoop.
I'm like, really? And worse yet, it's down the street from where I live.
What else? What?
Gary, I hate to say it, if we were actually competing this week, you would have won. That was the best one all week.
Who said that we couldn't be competing this?
Well, Gary's already won, so we're done.
They're about like two dozen blocks away from me.
I'm serious.
The worst part is that like you said, the implication. Unproofread to shit, but two, it just
it's Herbert waiting to go get him some metal.
Yeah, it's just a really bad. It gives a really bad idea. It puts a really bad thought in your head.
Like, either that or a really good episode of Family Guy. One of the two. Oh my God.
So that was my bad other. Now my good other so to speak, is free wood shavings make great mulch.
Hmm.
Had a stump ground, lots of free wood chips would make great mulch or landscaping around your trees. Must take all, you load and haul. Text or call for address. Will not reply to email.
Okay. Short, yeah. Sweet, to the point.
Yeah. And I was like, that's what a free Craigslist ad should read like. Yeah. It's like very basic, and you're not looking like you're peddling minors.
Yeah. I know. Can't you just bet it's the new way to pick up kids? I got some metal over here. Need some copper?
Need to raise some money. But yeah, the
wow.
Yeah, I mean, that ad definitely, you know, fits into the rules. It gives you it tells what he's looking for. It gives you what he wants. And, you know, it's short. And he tells you how exactly to contact them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right up there with we grow, you grow, we mow. You know, it's very short, sweet, to the point. Tells you what you need to know and move on. So did any of y'all create your own good example of an ad?
Well, no, but I still have the really bad ones.
Oh, no. Let's go.
I had a couple.
I think the bad ones are more fun.
I actually had four.
My God.
It was a race. Cincinnati was hopping this week. Let me just tell you. The worst. Okay, let me try to find.
The way, I actually found a really bad one. I got to throw this one out here real quick. This one was just posted in Lubbock. Go figure. 22.55/197 average looking Latino. Remember what I said about proofreading? Here we go. Hey guys, what's WUTS up? I'm not looking for a hookup. I am just looking to chat, then see what WUT happens after that. Dat, D-A-T. Don't be fake or play stupid childish games. If you want to see my pics, you have to show yours first. But if you want to know anything else, HMU, !! !! All one run on. Oh, and I, lowercase, live by TGE E-Z Mart on 50th ND, Chicago, HMU, if you do too, T-O.
God, shut up. Sorry.
I weep. Okay, just like in the Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they're talking to the maitre d' after they get in the restaurant, I weep for the future. Because I am. That's just pathetically sad.
Shut up. That's what's my... And we were talking about capitalization.
Uh-oh.
But this one isn't all caps. This is just bad.
And it's not emphasizing child prostitution.
No.
Okay, thank God.
I'm going to read it, but basically every other word is capitalized.
Oh, my God.
Ebony
hurts my eyes.
And this is man for woman. Ebony enjoy a juicy BBW kitty.
I'm lost already.
I love that.
Fuck you, Damon.
I love that title. Yeah. Hold on. Can I say it with some flair?
Sure.
Ebony enjoy a juicy BBW kitty.
Wow. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sunny and springtime is here, looking for those fun interracial sexual excitement.
Huh?
For that white female that will enjoy, obey my cock anywhere I pull it out. I like you to have an endless stamina of fun in the bedroom and an, not afraid to enjoy sex outside. I know you are real. Send pics. And what are three of biggest things that turn you on? I have a cock pic after I know you are serious. Age and relationship is not important to me. So I, which was surprisingly uncapitalized, know you are real. Put in subject line, I will be your white puss. So,
oh my God.
So this is written by a guy or a girl, because he talked about his big dick and his white puss.
Maybe he's a tranny.
This was men seeking women, so I'm assuming it was written by a guy or a girl. Stop it.
Wow.
That one comes in a close second to Gary's Herbert ad. Oh, God.
And one of my biggest rules for any, especially personal ads, are, and this is really big, don't be vague.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Don't be vague. Now,
here's a great example of being vague right here. Okay. Are you ready for this one? It goes something like this. Looking to meet up with other Looking to meet up with other guys, discreet and not out. Drop me an email.
Yeah. See, you know,
that doesn't really tell me much.
Doesn't tell you anything. Doesn't give you an idea of, and all, I mean, what do you want to do? Or I guess that's going to be one where you're going to spend basically the rest of the night emailing each other back and forth. Nothing's ever going to happen. And then you're done. And then you never talk to each other again.
Well, I did write an ad while we were talking here.
Yay!
For Jeff, because he mentioned he needed one.
Yes, he does.
Oh, good Lord.
So, let's see if it's specific enough. It's titled For the Horde. 34-year-old bear gamer here looking to fulfill my fantasy.
Hold on, pause. Please, for the love of God, tell me you did not spell it G-A-Y-M-E-R.
I'm an English major. I use complete sentences.
Thank God.
And no
eyes. And by the way, I'm only 32.
Got it. We'll change that. I'm really into World of Warcraft and want to role play. I'll be Prince Arthas, and you'll be my orc captors, punishing me for your years of enslavement. You and your druid friends will tie me up and fill my mouth with your druid bear cock, coming over and over again. Ride my throbbing paladin member as I lay helpless to your obscene orc rituals. Then as you all sleep off your arcane orgy, I'll slip off my rolls and escape your orc burrow. Then return, turn the tide, stabbing your holes with my holy staff. Reply if interested.
Perfect. I think we have a winner.
Wow.
Jeff?
Oh, Arthas was the Lich King, right?
Yes, before that he was the prince and a paladin. I played World of Warcraft once too.
Yeah, but it still doesn't work. It still doesn't work because right now everybody thinks of Arthas as the Lich King.
Hey.
Oh my God.
So they know that previously was, but you know, having him listen in this role play as being a paladin just doesn't work because everybody's like, no, he's the Lich King. He has Frostborn. Doesn't work. I'm sorry. Good try, though.
I like that.
That was epic. That was epic.
Wow. I applaud. I do applaud, though. I thought it was great. Minor detail, but... You know.
You can edit as you need to fit your own fanfic.
Wow.
That was it.
I think Gary...
I think we broke Gary.
My favorite part is when Eric smacks down and says, I've played World of Warcraft.
That's good.
Like, bitch, gauntlet, throne, pick it up.
To which Jeff will reply, it's not orange, I'm not picking it up.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a green gauntlet. Wait,
if it's purple, it should be just fine. Because you know how hard to get the orange is? That's legendary, dude.
Aren't we all legendary around here?
Alrighty. Jackson Copper?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. So anyways, what have we learned today?
Not much.
Ben doesn't like when you list on your profile that you're an anal cum dump with no recip.
Yeah, exactly. There's a time and a place to tell people that. It's not a Craigslist.
So I've written down some of the rules. Took a point to kind of write some things down. So rule number one is actually a two-parter. It's have a good subject line and proofread motherfuckers. That's what I actually wrote. Rule number two, sell yourself well. Rule number three, tell what you want. Rule number four, pictures, be careful. Rule number five, use caps appropriately. and like appropriately. And then number five, consider the implications of your ad. Our rule number six, excuse me. One, yep. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. So that's what I've kind of written down. If we have any other rules, yeah.
Actually, that would be a good... there you go, Dave. We keep time with that. This week, I would highly encourage y'all to drop us an email, post on our Google+, post on our Facebook, spray it all over our face, and tell us what other rules do you think are important for writing Craigslist ads. Give us a call, 361-COL-TALK.
Yeah.
What's the various ways they can find us for that, Jeff, that they can get in touch with us besides that?
Well, obviously commenting on the blog at comesoutloud.com. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. As you said, leave a voicemail, 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255. Follow us on Twitter, or shoot us a message on Twitter at twitter.com/comesoutloud, Facebook at facebook.com/comesoutloud, Google Plus at gplus.2/comesoutloud. And don't forget, Bear Underground. We got a Bear Underground group right in there for Cubs Out Loud. So leave a post there or comment on the post that we'll have for this show.
Yep.
Huh.
In the meantime, from all this, we ask, what appeals to you in an ad? So the options we have are picks, a great header, bad grammar, sexy talk, and other.
And I think we've already got some... we've already got a handful of responses, don't we?
Yeah, we have four responses so far.
it's a four-way tie.
Yeah, it's a four-way tie between picks, a great header, bad grammar, and other. Other said good grammar and a Facebook.
So the opposite
of bad grammar and one's a Facebook.
Yeah, but some people get off on that there bad grammar.
Hence the reason why that's one of our options.
Yeah.
And once again, please remember, if you should happen to encounter Herbert trying to sell metal to young children, please call the authorities. Would you like some aluminum foil?
Would you like a popsicle?
It's got a stick in it. Anyways, so what was last week's poll?
Last week we were talking about disillusionment, and what is the biggest disillusionment? We got 16 responses. None of them were other.
Wow.
Had no others.
Wow.
So good poll then.
So we had good answers. Yeah. Although no one said anything about wrong age. Wrong age. Apparently they don't care if the age is correct or not.
You will be sorely disappointed when you come to see that 20-year-old man and he's actually 60.
Yes.
Just saying.
But then you get
happened.
But then again, you also get real lucky like me at 36 that can still pass for 28, 29.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're serious.
Okay. I was actually what I was expecting was Gary to chime in and say 2829. What's that? The address of the Social Security building?
Oh.
I was waiting for that one.
No.
Okay. Two people said purse falling out.
Yikes.
Nice butch man turns around and says, "Hi, how are you?"
Oh, my God, that's awful.
Girl, I'm such a masculine man.
You know, let me tell you, the very first time I ever went to the Dallas Eagle back in the late 90s, I had something like that happen. I was going to go up and talk to this big old bear daddy who I was ready to do whatever he told me to do until he turned around and started talking to one of his friends. "Oh, Sifter, how you doing?"
But that's Butch for Texas.
Yeah, that's true. He's telling the truth, kids.
Three people said bad conversation. Four didn't like the old or outdated pictures.
But see, how do you define bad conversation, though?
Basically, if you get crickets in the middle of your conversation and it lasts a while, that's probably a bad conversation.
Here's one. What you want? What are you into?
Oh,
okay. Good.
So in other words, I should think about one particular person we were talking about earlier.
Maybe.
That participates in hangouts from time to time. That would be an example.
Well, they brought crickets. So.
See, there you go. Yeah, so I was right.
Okay. And the big disillusionment is completely stolen pics and profile.
Oh my God, yes.
Seven people said that. So, again, these polls are still open. We don't close these polls out. Why should we? So, feel free if you have an opinion on what the biggest disillusionment is. Please do vote in our poll. Just pop over to CubsOutLoud.com and click on whatever option you want. Also, please include others. As
and we did get a comment, though, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, hold on.
And by the way, maybe we need to have a poll show in the future where we go back over our past polls.
Mm.
We like polls.
Yeah, that might be fun. We've had two poll comments lately.
Ah.
Aaron comments a lot, so we like it.
So I always like pushing out the polls before we actually finish and post the show. So the poll goes out and then so that we have some sort of responses. Well, John on Facebook said the fact that the dick is about to shoot his dick off, meaning the picture in the poll. You'll see what we mean by looking at the poll. Sure. Seems appropriate. For last week's poll, Aaron said voted bad conversation. It's been pretty good at weeding out fake profiles. Outdated picks come in close for me, but unless you're just totally different than the pick, I can work with that. Yeah. Usually, LOL.
Huh.
So we did have a couple comments. That's true. So that's our polls of the week.
And if I'm not mistaken, won't Aaron be joining y'all next week?
No, he just was the one who submitted the
topic. Oh, I thought he might actually join you for once. Hey, Aaron, why don't you join him for the week?
We will also have be featuring a song from Kendall.
Ooh!
Yay!
Yep. Yay!
And I am actually hoping, and this was my not really big announcement, but I am hoping if everything works out right, the first Sunday in June, I will be rejoining the panel on a regular basis again. Yeah, I know. Terribly tragic.
All right. Moving on.
Fuck you. Dude. You'll be like, I might just post a nasty Craigslist ad in your area trying to get you some big black woman.
Anyways.
BBW.
Yeah, gotta love the BBWs. Of course, down here we have BBHs.
Anyway.
Thanks. Ben.
Yes.
Yeah,
this week, I actually have a playlist off of YouTube, only because I've just recently watched the four DVD set. The first 25 episodes of the campy 70s cult classic, Mary Hartman. What other show can make it like this one? I mean, come on. When the lead character is more concerned about the waxy yellow buildup on the floor versus her grandfather being the Fernwood Flasher, you tell me. And actually, this was a great starting point for a lot of actors. Louise Lasser, of course, was a pretty big name. She was on there. Martin Mull actually got his start on Mary Hartman. So not that anybody really cares about Martin Mull too much, but... But you've had a few people. I can never remember that crazy woman's name now. Mary Kay, God damn it, now I can't remember her name. Mary Kate Place. Hold on. I'll tell you in just a second. And Dabney Coleman was actually on there too. So for those of you who didn't know that, Dabney Coleman got some of his early starts. You know, by doing that, which is actually really fucking cool. But let's see. I'm sorry. Yeah, Mary Kay Place. Y'all probably know her best from some of the other things that she's done, like being John Malkovich. She was in The Rainmaker. It's Complicated. Californication. If y'all ever watched that, she was Faith's mother.
No.
She was in Julie and Julia. I know several of y'all saw that. She was Julie's mom. And she was also on King of the Hill a lot during its 11-year run.
Huh.
So, and then she was also on Pushing Daisies, too, if any of y'all remember that program.
Oh.
So, she's been around a while, but first 25 episodes are on there. It's actually pretty, it's just funny as shit to watch because it was Norman Lear's takeoff on soap operas of the era. Some of the humor is a little dated, but it's actually pretty funny to watch just because these people in this town are so, they're like some of the people in our Craigslist ads. They're just absolutely clueless.
Hmm.
So if you want a good good deal, watch that. And then the next two are going to be all about superheroes. Damon?
Hold on. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Would you like some tin cans?
I can't do both two things at once.
He's too busy replying to that. I got some copper.
Okay. So anyway, my pick for this week. I went on Facebook or not Facebook, YouTube, and I saw this. It's on Injustice, and basically, this is all the little super attacks from the game, the new game, Injustice. Mainly, the reason I chose it because it looks really awesome.
Just to clarify, it's not just Injustice; it's Injustice Gods Among Us.
Okay.
That is a DC superheroes fighting game from the makers of Mortal Kombat.
Yes. And an awesome digital comic.
Yeah,
I'm really loving it so far.
Yeah, I've had several friends who have mentioned it, and they really like the game. I follow a comic strip that it's a gamer comic strip. I'm not a big gamer myself, but I just really liked it, and I'm honestly loving this stuff, and just looking at it, just a couple of them was really fun to look at. So my favorites was Raven because I liked the character, and but other than that, it was pretty freaking cool. So take a look at it if you like the game or you want to get the game. Get it. You can go through Amazon, for example.
It's not made by EA, is it?
I don't even know.
God, let's hope not.
No, it's not.
You saw how bad they destroyed SimCity 5.
But it's. I'm like I said. I'm really. I personally this is one action of, I'm assuming, of the characters, and I loved it. A freaking video game.
This does look kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my neighbors across the street have officially packed everything up and left. So, happy days are here again.
Yay.
I may actually have to find a copy. I may have to find a copy of this, see if I can find it cheaper than the retail price. Kind of got my tips there, Damon. Thank you.
I believe it's Xbox and PlayStation only right now.
Oh, is it? Oh, well, fuck me. That's why I don't understand with Xbox. This is my real quick bitch about Xbox 360. It's like, it's a Windows product, so why not either have a really good emulator or some way that you can play Xbox 360 games on your freaking Windows PC?
Because unlike PCs now, Xboxes still sell.
No, this is true.
You're more likely to get a PC emulator on an Xbox at this point.
Hell yeah, this is true.
And my pick of the week is the game that I'm currently in a beta for. As I said, I can't speak a lot about it.
So why you can find talk about it?
Plenty of information on it online. It is Marvel Heroes. It is a new MMO that's coming out from the creators of Diablo 1 and Diablo 2.
Ooh.
And like most of the Marvel games, it's Yes.
Wait, did you just say from the creators of Diablo 1 and Diablo 2?
Yes.
A Blizzard?
Nope, Gazillion Entertainment. All the people that Blizzard fired after Diablo 2 formed their own game studio about 5 or 6 years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the Diablo
3. I got you now. Just when you say the creators of Diablo 1 and Diablo 2, I just think Blizzard.
Yeah, but if you're familiar with Diablo 1 or 2, you can probably guess what the gameplay is like. I'm enjoying it. I can't say much more. But you can watch a 2-hour preview here as they play through.
Good God! 2 hours?
Hey.
2 hours with Rocket Raccoon, the greatest superhero in the universe.
Oh, you know what? Actually, I've been reading the Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just started up. I love that stuff. I love Rocket Raccoon.
Yes, and apparently, Apparently, you can see a special in there where he calls down his best friend Groot to stomp through areas.
Oh, Rocket Raccoon is just—it's hilarious. Just the character is hilarious. It's awesome. Anyways,
yeah.
Sorry, side comment.
So that's my pick.
Two hours.
Well,
you could find shorter clips. This was just a good one.
2 hours. Wow.
Well, I can't talk about it, so you can get a very good idea of what the game's like within however long you want to spend with it.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess you're definitely right on that one. Wow. I like Gary's.
So
I like Gary's.
I came across this clip. I think it was posted on Facebook. And I'm a little conflicted on it, but I'm putting it out there because I think it has potential to be fun. It's GBF official movie trailer, which is GBF stands for Gay Best Friend. And the premise is Mean Girls updated, only it's focusing around a boy who is deciding on whether or not he wants to come out. And all the prom queen contestants, whatever you call them, competitors want him to be their GBF because that will supposedly put them over the top and make them become the prom queen or some shit. So it looks cute. It looks campy. I'm not really sure, though. I'm concerned that the gay community is going to have a little backlash issue about, you know, about a reality of our community being humorized.
Did they never see camp?
Well, you know,
I mean, come on.
It's difficult to say. So, but it caught my eye and I thought it was interesting. So,
yeah.
I mean, haven't you seen another gay movie?
Or another gay movie, too.
Right. I've seen
Bear City. Bear City 2.
Oh, God.
I mean, Jawbreaker, which was also made by this director.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is Bear City 2 are not quite like another gay movie, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got this one looks really polished, like mainstream.
Yeah.
So it strikes me it's going to go the route of American Pie. And
oh, God, don't wish that on us.
Well, what I mean by that is, like, that's the marketing. That's the, like, how they're getting it out there. And so that's where I'm concerned that, you know, the gay community at large is going to be a little pissy about how we're represented. But then again, I mean, there is a funny line in the trailer which made me laugh because there was something about, well, you don't look gay. Or act gay or something like that, which I was like, oh, maybe there is like a subliminal message to be provided everybody else.
Well, it's funny. I just got to throw this in real quick there, Gary. What's funny is how the gay community is going to react to it. Well, did everybody forget just how fucking stereotypical Queer as Folk was, yet all the gays loved it?
Well,
I don't consider this any different. You know, everybody's going to stereotype and all that. That's just part of it.
I think in a lot of ways, though, oh, God, never mind. I'm not going to say anything else because that's another topic. That's a whole other topic.
Would you like me to put that in for a future episode? Gay stereotypes in media?
Yeah, that could be something, but I could go on forever on that.
Hold on. We have an emergency message from Eric.
Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
You are disturbed.
I think we need to post that one on the website, Jeff.
No. You know what I think? We should move on.
Yes,
quick. Because I'm going to take this little wheat thin cracker and dip it into the my pick, which is the Ever Tasty H-E-B Hummus.
By the way, you do know who makes the H-E-B Hummus, right? This was the prepackaged, right?
Yeah.
This would be the company that makes the Sabra line of products, makes their hummus. And their products are actually really good.
Mm. And I have to tell you, I've tried all three versions, the traditional, the roasted pepper, and the
garlic.
Roasted garlic. Oh,
roasted garlic is badass.
Mm.
I like the roasted red pepper, too. I take the roasted red pepper and mix it with the garlic.
Mm.
Yeah, it works very nice.
I got a roasted red pepper here.
And for those who have never had the Sabra brand, which is the H&M brand.
Should I do this on a Triscuit or a Wheat Thin?
Triscuit.
Okay.
Triscuits are better than wheat thins.
Damn.
Wheat
but if you think about what a Triscuit really is, all it is mini shredded wheat with salt.
All right. So a little.
Quite tasty, though. By the way, they also have a roasted pine nut hummus that's really good. If you like pine nut.
So roasted garlic and roasted red pepper on the same Triscuit.
Jeff's fixing to have an orgasm.
Okay. Time to go.
The orcs are here.
They're playing with you. Contact us.
Preferably not with full mouth.
Our website. Actually, if you want to contact us so you can get a full mouth, that's another matter altogether.
That's Gary at bear411.com.
No.
Damon at bear411. No, Damon doesn't use that site anymore.
Anyways, go pop over to cubsoutloud.com, leave a comment or the blog, shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com, leave us voicemail 361-265-8255. Basically, we went over this before, so that's why I'm rushing through everything. Twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Google+, G+.2/cubsoutloud. Don't forget to pop over to the Bear Underground and join our Bear Underground group. You can also friend us on there because we're also in a video.
3XL, Ian. 3XL.
And please don't forget to vote in our polls, because we like our polls. We leave all polls erect on COL.
Ha! Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome.
You always know when it's one of Eric's lines.
And follow us. Follow me anywhere as either Box Tech, Box Scrub, Box Puppy, something.
By the way, Jeff, I just posted something for you.
I saw that.
If that, no, did you know what I just posted? That doesn't, no, I just put it on there.
Yeah, I know.
What is it then?
It's the surprisingly spicy hummus.
Yes. Okay. Well, that was awfully quick because he said he had seen it before I'd even posted it. So.
Well, I thought you meant just the.
Yes. Maybe you need to find that one
before
next.
The actual item.
Yeah. So. Yes. Jeff will be having a hummus orgasm shortly.
I don't know. I For can. Some reason lately, I've been all about hummus. I don't know why. It just kind of ended up happening.
Alrighty.
Wheat thins and Triscuits and hummus.
Cheez-Its, oh my.
Anyway, Ben?
Oh, kids, y'all can find me on Bear Underground, TatCub 806 or TatDude 806 on Google+, and I'll be back in probably 4 to 6 weeks.
Ooh. Like a mail delivery.
Yes, yeah, as TatDude 806 Esquire.
Yes. Ah. No. That's as of May 17th. I will be. Maybe I need to go visit Chess. We can go fuck up some people and talk law while we do it.
Oh, anyway.
Well, I keep in mind that Chess graduated last year about this time. So,
yeah. Yay. So,
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 411, Bear Underground, and Tumblr, which I will be at, or actually already am at.
Eric's been at.
And you can reach me as GamerBear75 on Bear Underground, GamerBear on Bigger City, Eric Patton on G+, and in the Marvel Heroes beta as GamerBear.
Ah.
That he can't talk about.
Yes. Yeah. You more than anyone should understand what an NDA is.
Yeah, all too well. Love non-disclosures.
Gary?
And I'm known as GareBear73, pretty much wherever I want to be found online.
There's no E.
There's one.
You had to point that out.
There's one. Yeah.
The logical one.
Yeah. And you know what? Actually, ladies and gentlemen, I want to throw one quick little thing out there real fast before we finish this up. This is my challenge to our audience this week. For the love of God, write Jeff an ad for a free massage for Craigslist.
Oh, God, no.
You can post it in the Austin M for M section. Just tell them to email boxpuppy at whatever.
Wow.
Thanks.
Jeff, you might have 3 weeks worth of massages lined up.
You're too late. I already killed her.
Anyways, good night. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.